This is WSIU Radio News. I'm Jeff Williams. Good evening. It's 93 degrees in Carbondale, 95 in Mount Vernon, 92 in Olney at 529 with the heat index. It still feels like 103 degrees outside this evening. Most of the rain shower activity has moved out for this afternoon, but there is a chance we could see some of those showers and thunderstorms popping up again a little later this evening, giving way to mostly cloudy conditions overnight with a low around 74. Governor Pat Quinn is defending how the state is handling prisoner transfers and the closure of TAMs and other correctional facilities in the state. AFSCME filed suit in Alexander County today seeking an injunction to stop the transfers and the planned closures. The lawsuit cites overcrowding and prison worker safety conditions. Quinn spokeswoman Brooke Anderson says the union is wrong. She says closures are complying with employee contract agreements and proceeding safely. Union spokesman Anders Lindahl says the prison system is already at 140% of capacity and the closures will significantly worsen those conditions.
And force the transfer of some 5,000 inmates statewide, sending them to facilities that themselves are already overcrowded and don't have adequate security features to safely incarcerate them.
So far, the Department of Corrections says 27 inmates have been transferred from TAMS to other facilities, including seven today that were sent to the Pontiac Correctional Center. Lindahl says they hope to have a hearing on the lawsuit tomorrow or early next week. The governor wants to close TAMS and several of the other correctional facilities by the end of August. Williamson County's top prosecutor is hoping to clarify recent court decisions when it comes to transporting and carrying guns in a vehicle. State's Attorney Chuck Garnotti says, according to People v. Diggins, a person can have an unloaded gun in their car's console, along with ammunition, and still be within the law. Garnotti says that the gun must remain unloaded and the console must be closed, but it does not have to be locked. He says notifying law enforcement or other rescue personnel of the weapon is critical in case of an emergency or a vehicle search. Garnotti says if a person wants to remove the gun from their car, it must remain in a locked case and unloaded, according to Illinois law. Well, the Carbondale Park District is hosting a fundraiser tonight for its new outdoor aquatic center. The sponsorship dinner is in support of the capital campaign to raise matching community funds to construct the Super Splash Park. Park District Executive Director Kathy Renfro says they have a great opportunity with this aquatic center.
We'll have a competition pool, a leisure pool, a lazy river, those high water slides coming right into that, you know, right splashing right into the water. We received $2.5 million from the federal stimulus money coming through IDNR, but we do need some help.
The Carbondale Park District is still looking to raise about $900,000 in order to make the Splash Park a reality. More information about the Outdoor Aquatic Center is available online at its website, cpkd.org/makeasplash. As the number of cases of whooping cough continues to rise in Illinois, the State Department of Public Health is reminding folks about a new vaccination requirement. All 6th and 9th graders need to get the Tdap vaccine before school starts this fall. It includes a booster shot for whooping cough, which epidemiologist Dr. Craig Conover says can become a serious illness.
In infants, it can be a fatal infection. So that's where there's really the most risk. Otherwise, if you have a pre-existing condition like asthma, a pertussis infection can make it much worse.
Conover says that the recent increase in cases of whooping cough across the country has led to the need for the booster shot. He says the shot is also recommended for adults. The American Cancer Society's mobile tour bus is making a trek through southern Illinois this week. The Cancer Answer Tour is making stops at Centralia area healthcare facilities. Local Cancer Society spokesperson Caleb Nehring says everything from basic information about side effects to assistance with insurance questions and help with caregivers is available during the tour.
We don't know, you know, when someone's diagnosed. We do work closely with the doctor's offices, but regardless, that either patient, caregiver, or family member needs to reach out to us when they have a cancer diagnosis so we can help them in, you know, in various ways.
The Cancer Answer Tour Bus will visit care specialists of Central Illinois in Centralia tomorrow. It'll be there from 10 a.m. until noon. Well, dragonflies are at the tail end of their migration through Missouri and Illinois. Spot-winged and wandering glider dragonflies pass through the region usually this time during the end of July and the first part of August. According to Bob Gillespie, he's a natural history biologist for the Missouri Department of Conservation.
this time of year, they emerge, and you see lots and lots of individuals feeding. And they're a very migratory dragonfly, so they're getting in these big aggregations or big groups. They're feeding, and then over time, they're moving south and migrating.
Gillespie says the wandering glider dragonfly is one of the world's greatest migrators and is capable of traveling thousands of miles. Despite that, he says there are few studies about dragonfly migration. Well, local apple growers say the recent rains gave a big boost to this year's crop. Rindleman Orchards reports a jump in the size of the fruit, which is still growing and should be ready for harvest in a few weeks. This year's peach crop benefited from the dry weather, with orchards producing sweeter than average fruit because of the concentrated sugars that developed due to the lack of water. Experts say the apples will likely also have a good flavor, and with last week's rain, the size should be good as well. Recapping the forecast for the rest of this evening, we'll see kind of a mix of sun and clouds. Chance we'll see some isolated pop-up showers and thunderstorms redeveloping this evening, becoming mostly cloudy with an overnight low of 92. It's 535.